Miles Davis, John Coltrane, Oscar Peterson, Ella Fitzgerald, Frank Sinatra, and more on Jazz for the Asking.
Keith Powell back with you for another edition of the program. Today, we pay tribute to the First Lady of Song, Miss Ella Fitzgerald.
A brown and yellow basket. I send a letter to my mummy. On the way I dropped it, I dropped it, I dropped it. Yes, on the way I dropped it. A little girlie picked it up and put it in her pocket. She was trucking on down the avenue, not a single thing to do. She went peck, peck, pecking all around. When she spied it on the ground, she took it, she took it, my little yellow basket. And if she doesn't bring it back, I think that I will die. I lost my yellow basket, and if that girlie don't return it, don't know what I'll do. Oh dear, I wonder where my basket can be. Oh gee, I wish that little girl I could see. Lost my yellow basket. Won't someone help me find my basket and make me happy again, again?
Was it green?
No, 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 no.
Was it red?
No, 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 no.
Was it blue?
No, 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 no. Just a little yellow basket. A little yellow basket.
A tisket, a tasket. Chick Webb with Ella Fitzgerald, one of her first big hits. What is interesting about Ella Fitzgerald? She is one of those singers that anybody who has some jazz CDs at home will at least have one or two or more songs by her on various albums, or will have the albums themselves. In the 1950s, this is a period where Ella Fitzgerald became known as the First Lady of Song. Today on the program, we're going to be listening to some of her most famous recordings, including recordings that she made with Louis Armstrong that have become classics. Some of her most famous albums were her songbook albums that she recorded in the 1950s with producer Norman Granz on Verve Records. She did a whole series, The Songbook of Cole Porter, The Songbook of Jerome Kern, and one of the most popular ones that still has wide appeal today, Ella Fitzgerald sings the Cole Porter songbook. Here she is from that album with Love for Sale.
When the only sound in the empty street is the heavy tread of the heavy feet that belongs to a lonesome cub, I open shut. When the moon so long has been gazing down on the wayward ways of the wayward town, that her smile becomes a smirk, still unspoiled, love that's only slightly soiled, love for sale. Who will buy? Who would like to sample my supply? Who's prepared to pay the price for a trip to paradise? Love. Childish way, I know every type of love better far than they. If you want the thrill of love, I've been through the mill. Love for sale.
Sacrifice anything come what might for the sake of having you near, in spite of a warning voice that comes in the night and repeats in my ear. Don't you know, little fool, you never can win. Use your mentality, wake up to reality. But each time I do, before I begin, 'cause I've got you under my skin. I'd sacrifice anything come what might for the sake of having you near, in spite of a warning voice that comes in the night and repeats in my ear. Don't you know, little fool, you never can win. Use your mentality, wake up to reality. But each time I do, just the thought of you makes me stop before I begin, 'cause I've got you under my skin. I've got you under my skin.
I've Got You Under My Skin, and before that, Love for Sale, from the Ella Fitzgerald album, Ella Sings the Cole Porter Songbook. During her career, she didn't only record heavily, but she also toured extensively and was really on the road right until her final days. More than 20 years ago, I had the opportunity to see Ella Fitzgerald perform live in Montreal at the Montreal International Jazz Festival. Now, she was already well into her 70s and was only going to perform for another few years before she had to stop singing, but it was absolutely electrifying. The audience was entranced at watching this woman on stage, and the musicians performing with her also had the same look on their faces. One of the recordings that she did that night was a number called Lemon Drop that she did for 10 minutes, and she was really scatting away like there was no tomorrow, and you couldn't imagine how old she was at the time. We're going to take a listen to that recording, Lemon Drop, but not the one from the Montreal International Jazz Festival, but from one she recorded at Ronnie Scott's Jazz Club in London in 1974, featuring Tommy Flagon on piano, Joe Pass on guitar, Ketter Betts on bass, and Bobby Durham on drums. Lemon Drop, Ella Fitzgerald, recorded live at Ronnie Scott's Jazz Club in London. One recording from Ella Fitzgerald that has just been released on CD for the very first time was a concert she gave at Carnegie Hall on July 5th, 1973. It's called Ella Fitzgerald Newport Jazz Festival Live at Carnegie Hall. It is absolutely fantastic. So what we're going to do now is I want you to close your eyes, if you can, and just picture what it must have been like in the audience that evening.
Whether I'm right or whether I'm wrong, whether I find me a place in this world or I never belong, I gotta be me, I gotta be me. What else can I be but what I am?
live, not merely survive. And I won't give up this dream of life that keeps me alive. I gotta be me. I gotta be me. This dream that I see makes me what I am. That faraway prize, a world of success, is waiting for me if I heed the call. Must be. I'm not right for somebody else if I'm not right for me. I gotta be free. I gotta be free. Yes, I'm gonna try, do it or die. I gotta be me. Whether I'm right or whether I'm wrong, I gotta be me. La 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 la. I gotta be free as the breeze, just wait and see. I gotta be me.
From the picture, Lady Sings the Blues, we like to do a song.
Good morning.
sit down. Stop haunting me now. Can't you just know how? Just leave me alone. I've got those Monday blues straight through Sunday blues. Good morning.
Unable to lunch today. Madam, Miss Otis regrets she's unable to lunch today. She is sorry to be delayed, but last evening down in Lover's Lane she strayed. Madam, Miss Otis regrets she's unable to lunch today. When she woke up and found that her dream of love had gone, madam, she ran to the man who had led her so far astray. And from under her velvet gown, she drew a gun and shot her lover down. Madam, Miss Otis regrets she's unable to lunch today. When the mob came and dragged her from the jail, madam, they strung her upon the old willow across the way. Far, 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 Miss Otis regrets she's unable to lunch today. regret, Miss Oh-Hoo disregret that she's unable to lunch. Ooh, Miss Otis won't be here today.
Miss Otis Regrets, Good Morning Heartache, and I've Got to Be Me. Ella Fitzgerald recorded live at Carnegie Hall, July 5th, 1973. You're listening to Jazz for the Asking from PCJ Radio International, today paying tribute to the one and only First Lady of Song, Ella Fitzgerald. She did a series of recordings with Louis Armstrong that have become classics. A number of years ago, I remember watching an interview with singer Natalie Cole, and she talked about visiting the recording studio with her father, Nat King Cole, where Ella and Louis were recording. And there's a shot on one album where it's Ella and Louis sitting on chairs, looking like two old people. And Natalie Cole said it was odd for her because she had heard them but hadn't met them in person before. And she walked in the recording studio and she said it was like seeing her grandparents sitting on the front porch. But putting that little anecdote aside, the two of them, Louis and Ella, are just so different from a musical standpoint. But when you put them together, it was absolute magic. The Nearness of You, Ella Fitzgerald and Louis Armstrong.
It's not the pale moon that excites me, that thrills and delights me, oh no. It's just the nearness of you. It isn't your sweet conversation that brings this sensation, oh no, it's just the nearness of you. When you're in my arms and I feel you so close to me, all my wildest dreams come true. I need no soft light to enchant me if you'll only grant me the to hold you ever so tight, and to feel in the night the nearness of you.
It's not the pale moon that excites me, the thrills and delights me, oh no, yes, just nearness you. It is your sweet conversation that brings this sensation. Oh, love is just a nearness of you. When you in my arms, and I feel you so close to me, all my wildest dreams come true. Yeah. I need no soft lights to enchant me. If you only grant me the right to hold you ever so tight, yeah, babe, and to feel in the night bathing in it.
Of you, Ella Fitzgerald, and Louis Armstrong. One of my favorite Ella recordings of all time is an album she did in 1962 with Nelson Riddle. The album is called Ella Swings Brightly with Nelson. It went on to win a Grammy that year for Best Solo Vocal Performance. They made two albums together, and they were absolute magic. We're listening to two tracks from that album right now, Pick Yourself Up and I Won't Dance.
I won't dance, don't ask me. I won't dance, monsieur, with you. My heart won't let my feet do things they should do. You know what? You're lovely, and so what? You're lovely, but oh, what you do to me. I'm like an ocean wave that's bumped on the shore. I feel so absolutely stumped on the floor. When you dance, you're charming and you're gentle. especially when you do the continental. But this feeling isn't purely mental. For heaven rest us, I'm not asbestos, and that's why I won't dance. Why should I won't dance. How could I won't dance. Merci beaucoup. I know that music leads the way to romance. So if I hold you in my gentle, especially when you do the continental. But this feeling isn't purely mental. For heaven rest us, I'm not asbestos, and that's why I won't dance. Why should I won't dance. How could I won't dance. Merci beaucoup. I know that music leads the way to romance. So if I hold you in my arms, I won't dance. I won't dance. I won't dance. My chin is on the ground. I pick myself up, dust myself off, start all over again. Don't lose your confidence if you slip. Be grateful for a pleasant trip and pick yourself up, dust yourself off, start all over again. Work like a soul inspired till the battle of the day is won. You may be sick and tired, but you'll be a man, my son. Will you remember the famous men who had to fall to rise again? So take a deep breath, pick yourself up, dust yourself off, start all over again. Work like a soul inspired till the battle of the day is won. You may be sick and tired, but you'll be a man, my son. Will you remember the famous men who had to fall to rise again? So take a deep breath, pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and start right over.
Pick Yourself Up and I Won't Dance from the album Ella Swings Brightly with Nelson. Ella Fitzgerald and the Nelson Riddle Orchestra, which went on to win a Grammy winner in 1962 as Best Vocal Solo Album. One of the most unlikely mixture with Ella Fitzgerald was to take a song that was completely out of her realm. Yes, and she did that in 1964 when she decided to record a song called Can't Buy Me Love. That's right, the very famous song by the Beatles. You're probably thinking, well, that's a little strange, but you know what? When she went to London to record it, it became magic. Ella Fitzgerald singing John Lennon and Paul McCartney's Can't Buy Me Love.
Feel all right. I'll get you anything, my friend, if it makes you feel all right. For I don't care too much for money can't buy me love. I'll give you all I've got to give if you say you love me too. I may not have a lot to give, but what I've got I'll give to you. For money, can't buy me love, can't buy me love. Thank you.
ask me now that we're cozy and clinging. Well, sir, all I can say is if I were a bell, I'd be ringing. From the moment we kissed tonight, that's the way I've just gotta behave. Boy, if I were a lamp, I'd light. Or if I were a banner, I'd wave. Ask me how do I feel, little me with my quiet upbringing. Well, sir, all I can say is if I were a gate, I'd be swinging. And if I were a watch, I'd start popping my spring. Or if I were a bell, I'd go ding, dong, ding, dong, ding. Yes, I knew my morale would crack from the wonderful way that you look. Boy, if I were a duck, I'd quack. Or if I were a goose, I'd be cook. Ask me how do I feel. Ask me now that we're fondly caressing. Hell, if I were a salad, I'd know I'd be splashing my dressing. Or if I were a season, I'd surely be spring. Or if I were a gate, I would swing, have a fling almost any old thing. Or if I were a bell, I'd go ding, dong, ding, dong.
If I were a bell, almost like being in love, and can't buy me love, Ella Fitzgerald. And with that, we've come to the end of another edition of Jazz for the Asking, paying tribute to the First Lady of Song, Ella Fitzgerald. If you wish to contact us, our email address is jazz@pcjmedia.com. That's jazz@pcjmedia.com. So until next time, friends, this is Keith Parent wishing you well, hoping to see you all again very soon. Take care and bye for now.